But it's just still no volume. Okay. Test. Okay, they can hear us. We'll continue on. Just no internet.
All right. On our agenda, we've got park board recommendations, but we're going to pass on that until Danny's here, if that's all right with everybody.
And Jennifer needs to
repost.
Be here.
Repost. I'll get a hold of Jennifer.
Okay.
Just repost it. Okay. Excellent.
Next, we're ready for Nikki on our agenda and our work session.
I placed the agenda for this week in front of you. I just need you gentlemen to review it.
The one thing, I don't know if he'd visited with you on Thursday at 10 o'clock, Stan Hageman. He's one of the gentlemen that spoke to us Monday night, a week ago, wasn't it, at Kirbyville?
Okay.
And I haven't had a chance yet, but I hope to visit with Eddie, but maybe that's no need to be repetitive. But anyway, he's had a problem and wants us to see if there's anything we can do to help him.
Okay.
Planning and zoning.
Would you like Eddie to be present at this meeting?
Yes, I think we do.
Okay. I mean, I know he's had a problem with the, if I'm not mistaken from the notes, it was something about lot splits or something like that?
Yeah, and he laid out a mobile home park, I think, sold a lot off of it. I'm not real sure. But anyway, that's...
Now, is he, just curious, has he gone through P&Z and all that? And
I believe so.
Okay.
And he's having to... If I remember right, he talked about having to go through it a second time, and it's going to cost him money this time. And
Okay.
I don't know the whole issue, but...
Since you brought up the 10 o'clock, I mean, that's fine. I don't know much about it. I'd want Eddie here, obviously.
Okay.
The 10:30, I don't know what that's about.
Twice a year, you receive an update from 911 administration.
Okay. That's our update.
And then our FEMA public hearing is the flood maps, and when
there
they come back?
There are a couple of representatives coming down from FEMA.
Can I ask a request? That's the snow rodeo day, if I'm not mistaken. Can we not move those meetings to after the 2 o'clock FEMA, so at least we're bunched together?
Ooh, yeah, that's right.
So that
we can.
If you just make it, I think the FEMA's, I don't have my document, I think the FEMA's supposed to last an hour and a half, but if you wanted to post maybe staying at 3 and the staff at 3:30. That way we can stay at the snow rodeo in the morning and then just come back here one time versus twice.
Great.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Dennis, I don't know if you heard us on park. We're going to put it off till next week, I guess, because Danny's not here. And
Jennifer's
not here and doesn't have the minutes and so on.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Everything look good to you? Otherwise,
it looks fine. All right. Just one clarification on the park board. We still owe one more position, do we not? There's still one vacancy?
I believe so.
Okay. Would you talk to Danny? And I think we were supposed to repost that last appointee. So if you maybe put it at the same time next week when we're talking with Jennifer too.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yep.
All righty. What else?
Legislative priorities. We had tabled it for 2 weeks, and I reviewed what Branson Lakes area had submitted to us, which is it's a good document. I had looked about adding a TIF statement, but they're not going to be so open to whatever we would say about TIF, so I'm just going to choose to leave it off of this priorities for us. It may be something we want to do if we join the old, what's called OREP, Ozark Regional Economic Partnership. We may want to address it there as a priority with those lobbyists, but through this situation, I would say let's just leave it as it is. So with that said, move to approve Branson Lakes Area Legislative Partnership legislative priorities for 2010-2011.
Last year, our commitment was $2,000.
And fund them for $2,000.
Okay.
How's that for them? That's a mouthful of motion. Do you have that one?
That most
of it. Okay, well, that's good.
Second, discussion. Mm-hmm. So, frankly, I'm puzzled on the new OREP and this. We're going to do both? You're thinking we're planning to do both?
I'm thinking we want to do both. There's different priorities. This will handle the tourism emphasis and the brands from a tourism economic development. That's what this partnership's for. The OREP, and that's a little bit more discussion with IDA and all that when they're here, I guess, Friday to discuss. But I think this is the bread and butter of Branson right here is tourism, and so we need to continue to support their efforts and the Branson Chamber. And right now, that's the only lobbyist we have working on behalf of Taney County.
There was discussion the other day about meetings not being attended, or that's this group, right?
From the legislators. Salute breakfast, yes.
Okay.
That's the minor part. That's why I want to be part of the OREP, because their face-to-face contact with their legislatives is a lot more, it's much more efficient. The deal with this is the aspect of the lobbyist, Scott Mars, I think okay. It's Todd Smith, the other two gentlemen. That's really probably the biggest benefit that they do for this group.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, next we've got nuisance cases. Anything new happening there?
I just have one.
Could you move that microphone closer? I can barely hear you.
I just have one, and case number 10-0818A. It's time for a second letter, but I would like your gentleman permission to send Dan out to take a picture.
Sounds good to me.
Motion to send second letter on mentioned nuisance case. I don't know. I didn't write that number down.
10-01-0818A. Second. And got an address that might ring a bell?
Highway 160. It's the burned down house.
Okay.
Did it not get cleaned up this weekend?
They worked on it.
Okay.
They did not get it all done. I came by there this morning, and there's the dozer loader came in and piled it, and I know they hauled at least two roll-offs, and I don't know if they ran out of time.
If they're in process, do we want to wait?
No, yeah, I was going to say, let me withdraw that motion, because if they're in the process, there's no reason to send a letter if okay. It looks like they're working on it.
Yeah. I agree.
It's a difficult situation anyway, so I'd rather let me withdraw my motion here.
When do we want to revisit it, just to make
30
sure?
30 days. I mean, no, 30 days. Next Monday. Just bring it back next Monday. That's my opinion, Chuck.
The volunteers that have been helping, I thought about calling him, but I didn't get him called yet, so yeah. To find out how it worked out. Okay, I agree.
Okay.
Anything else on nuisance cases?
No.
Just, you've got a list that we've had Dan going out and taking pictures at will. Do we have any...
Trying to, yes.
Okay, I know there's a bunch.
There are a bunch. That department has been swamped, busy.
Okay. That's true. They're doing FEMA, they're doing the P&Z stuff.
So they have really not been able to get out.
Okay.
All right. Wellness Center.
Last week was the county auction. We also had our Wellness Center silent auction. We brought in just over $300, so we're going to be able to fix the treadmill, which that was our goal.
Wonderful.
So that's great.
Good.
And Rick is going to set up a line item.
For revenues and expenses,
yes.
So
yes.
Keeps it separate. Okay.
Yes. So I just kind of wanted to give you a
heads up on that. And then 24/7 access is working?
Absolutely.
Cool.
So the house.
Several Sheriff's Department employees have contacted me. You know, wanting to know what they needed to do to get their spouse signed up.
Good.
So.
That's wonderful.
Much more interest.
Good. It just came to my remembrance. We talked about board members. Was that resolved?
Mm-hmm. We added two from the deputy, then one has, I don't know the current status. We went from a 5-person to a 7-person.
We added two gentlemen from the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, I wasn't making myself clear.
All right.
Request by other boards in the county, like the sewer board, planning, zoning, requesting to use the facility?
I think we said no because of the statement of the policies.
The policy says that you have to be eligible for our insurance.
Okay.
You don't necessarily have to have it.
Right.
You just have to be eligible.
Okay.
So I think the answer was
and
no.
And at this point.
Okay, thanks. I'll try to have to remember who asked about that. I think I remember.
I believe it was someone from the sewer board because I received a call from Susie Braden.
Did you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So probably that's resolved or
yes.
Passed on. Okay, great. What else?
The Work Ready Missouri program, which you guys approved probably about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've received 3 applications in. I just need direction on how to proceed, who's interviewing these individuals, who makes the decision.
Can I recap what I think I remember this program is? It's a free free person 24 hours a week for how many weeks?
6.
6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to work in the commission office doing the scanning, filing, and all that.
Correct.
Working with you and Jillian.
Correct.
Does it make sense for the commission to interview? Does it make sense for Jillian and Nikki to interview and make a recommendation? I think we're going to be interviewing for the Economic Development Director on the 10th. I think your date you sent us out last week, hoping that we'd interview those days.
Correct.
Do we want to wait that long and just interview them at the same time over the phone and just make it an interview time? Chuck?
Nikki, what's your thought? You want to
get
them start quickly?
I think it makes sense for Jillian and myself to interview the individual because we'll be working directly with them.
I'm fine with that.
You've got applications you say we could look at if we wanted to?
Yes.
Okay. I'm all right with that.
Why don't you guys interview
and then bring the recommendation that we...
That sounds the best.
Sounds good. All right. Anything else before we look for Paulson?
No.
All right. Let's have a little recess then.
A little recess and...
How about 10 minutes to quarter till?
And we'll go into that, and we'll not have anything else except showing up at Christian County Courthouse at 1 o'clock.
Correct.
Okay.
On the agenda. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
It's a light day for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, gee, thanks.